Friends, this chapter particularly devoted for the regulatory updates. So many chapters we have discussed so far, and there is a mention about the development which was happened in the market from the regulatory perspective. But it was not elaborately discussed what was exactly happened. Now here in this chapter, we are going to discuss all the regulatory aspects in respect of the mergers, acquisition, takeover, and other parameters also. So, our objective under this regulatory update is to understand the major regulatory reforms happened during the period of 2021 to 2025, 5 years. And we will try to analyze the amendment in SEBI Takeover Code, Companies Act, and related security regulations. We will also evaluate the key ruling of the Competition Commission of India, interpret the changes in RBI's foreign direct investment, that is FDI, in respect of mergers and acquisition, cross-border merger and acquisition. The role of digital compliance system, AI-driven due diligence and regulatory technology is ensuring the transparency. Identify the emerging risk, compliance challenges, and opportunities for corporates and investors. With this view, taking into consideration, we will have to have the focus on our presentation, which will be focused on the points such as the amendment to SEBI Takeover Code, CCI ruling, anti-competitive mergers, RBI's FDI guidelines in merger and acquisition contest, and risk and challenges in future outlook. You are aware that 2021 to 25 has been one of the most dynamic phases in India's regulatory landscape for mergers and acquisitions. A combination of global economic shocks, such as the aftermath of the COVID-19, Russia-Ukraine war conflict, then supply chain realignment, etc., and domestic reforms such as Digital India, Atmanirbhar Bharat, insolvency law strengthening, and increasing inflow of the foreign capital have led the regulators to recalibrate the framework for mergers and acquisitions. In India, merger and acquisition market has witnessed a heightened cross-border activity, especially in the sectors such as technology, e-commerce, renewable energy, infrastructure, and banking financial services. Now, one by one, we will see how the reforms are took place. Amendment in SEBI Takeover Code, and Companies Act. What was happened under this SEBI Takeover Code, which was governed acquisition and open offers, has undergone multiple refinement to strengthen the corporate governance and minority shareholders' protection. Between 21 to 25, significant changes have happened, which includes easing of delisting offers. SEBI streamlined the reverse book building process for delisting and making it easy for acquirer to take the companies private. Now, open offer requirement, there is also change. The threshold for mandatory open offers, which was 25% shareholding or more, remained. But the exemptions were broadened for the intra-group restructuring and distressed assets, distressed asset acquisition under the IBC, that is Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, disclosure norms and ESG compliance. Acquirer must disclose the ESG, that is environmental, social and governance, impacting the assessment in the case of large-scale acquisitions, particularly in sensitive sectors like mining, energy and digital platform. technology integration in takeover. E-voting, e-disclosures, blockchain-based verification system were mandated for transparency. Then there was an amendment in the Companies Act where there was a fast-track merger. Section 233 was amended and extended to cover more classes of companies, including the startup and certain NBFCs. Cross-border merger, Section 234, it is permitted both inbound and outbound mergers with jurisdiction beyond the previously notified list, subject to FEBA guidelines. The National Company Law Tribunal reforms. NCLT reforms consist of e-courts and online hearing becomes standard. Online hearing. Then dedicated merger and acquisition bench was proposed in 2024 for faster approvals. Then minority shareholder protection was given. The threshold of the compulsory acquisition and squeeze out, Section 236 of IBC, Companies Act, were clarified, ensuring the fair pricing through independent valuation. Introduction of mandatory exit offers for disseminating the shareholders in certain restructuring cases. Corporate governance and ESG reporting, there also mandatory business responsibility and sustainability reporting was extended to the top 1,000 listed entities by financial year 2024-25. Now, CCI ruling, Competition Commission of India, their ruling on anti-competitive mergers. In that, the CCI has played a very assertive role in ensuring that the mergers do not lead to the monopolistic and anti-competitive practices, especially in digital and technology-driven market. The key trend which was observed under CCI ruling is digital economy scrutiny. Digital economy scrutiny. Here, it is increased review of mergers involving the big technical platforms, fintech and e-commerce. Consideration of the data concentration and its implication for consumer welfare. Now, green channel route. Green channel route expansion. Introduced in 2019, the green channel allowed the automatic approval of non-problematic combinations. Between 22 to 24, eligibility was broadened to cover the more categories of transactions, including the intra-group restructuring and cross-border acquisition. Landmark CCI case of Zee Entertainment and Sony merger was happened in 2020-23, approved with condition to ensure the fair competition and in broadcasting and advertising market. Similarly, PVR and Inox merger happened in 2023. CCI examined the concerns of the reduced consumer choice but approved with monitoring commitment. Penalties and compliances. Several companies find gun jumping, that is implementing a merger before approval, that is gun jumping. CCI mandated X anti-digital filing for deals above certain thresholds in the digital sector. Draft Competition Bill, Amendment Bill was introduced and passed in 2022, enacted in 2023, which was introduced the deal value threshold of rupees 2000 crores and above for merger notification, capturing the digital and new age companies with high valuation but low assets turnover, reduced merger review timeline from 210 to 150 days. Then RBI's FDI guidelines in merger and acquisition contest. The Reserve Bank of India regulates the cross-border investment under the Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999, and between 2021 to 25, several reforms aligned for the FDI with India's national priorities. Sectoral reforms consist of the defense sector, where the FDI limit was increased to 74%. Insurance and financial services, where FDI insurance intermediaries permitted up to 100% under automatic route. And e-commerce and digital platform, they tightened rule against the predatory pricing and inventory control by foreign-owned e-commerce players. Procedural reforms was happened in single window approval in the year 2023 for integration of RBI's DPIIT SEBI and CCI filing into unified online portal. Fast track FEMA approvals was provided by digitally filing the FDI linked merger and acquisition proposals with time bound responses. Beneficial ownership restrictions, continued restrictions on the investment from the countries sharing the land border, countries sharing land border with India, notably with China, requiring the governmental approval. Emerging segments to consider. Beyond the outlined segments that follows the aspects that are critical for the students of the management and practitioners of merger and acquisition, consist of one is regulatory technology, that is RegTech, and the compliance digitalization, use of AI, blockchain, and big data analytics for the due diligence, anti-money laundering, and the compliance filing. Environmental, social, and government regulations, governance regulations, integration of sustainability disclosures in takeover and merger filing, SEBI BSSR code, core framework was formed for the merger and acquisition transactions. Insolvency and bankruptcy code linkages, several distressed merger and acquisition transactions in India have emerged via IBC route, for example, SR Steel, DHFL, etc. And reforms between 21 to 25 streamlined the resolution timelines, enabling the faster distressed assets acquisition. Data protection and privacy law consist during the 23-24 has happened, and the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 impacts merger and acquisition involving the data-driven companies. Acquirer must assess the compliance with the data residency and cross-border transfer restrictions. National security consideration was taken into consideration. A trend towards the strategic sector protection, especially in telecom, defense, and digital infrastructure, influencing the FDI-linked merger and acquisition. Risk and challenges and the future outlook is the development took place. One is a risk in current regulatory environment. Despite the significant reforms between 21 to 25, India's merger and acquisition regulatory landscape continues to carry inherent risk. And these arises from the compliance complexities and sectoral restrictions and evolving the global dynamics. Regulatory uncertainty consists of frequent amendment to the SEBI Takeover Code, Competition Commission of India guidelines, and Foreign Exchange Management FEMA regulations create uncertainty for acquirers. For instance, the evolving definition of control under the SEBI rules can alter the deal structure midway through the negotiation. Cross-border transaction risk can be for the purpose of, say, while RBI has liberalized the several FDI rules, geopolitical development and the restrictions on sensitive sectors such as defense, telecom, and digital platforms create an approval delays. Compliance with the Press Note 3/2020, which requires prior government approval for investment from the countries sharing the land border with India, these countries to impact deal timelines, especially for Chinese origin funds. Data and technology risk consists of Digital Personal Data Protection Act, due diligence now extended to the data governance, cybersecurity standard, and liability for the breaches. Technology-driven merger and acquisition, particularly in fintech, education technology, and the health technology, faces the risk of non-compliance with the sector-specific digital regulations. Now, competition law risk consists of CCI stricter scrutiny of the digital and platform-based merger and acquisition, that is e-commerce consolidations, and exposes the deals to the delay in even rejections. The adoption of the deal value threshold test in 2023 amendment, it widens the scope of notifiable transactions and increasing the regulatory oversight even for the startup acquisition. Taxation and accounting risk, the resultant reforms are there because divergent interpretation of the capital gain taxation and especially in the cross-border share transfers create a post-transaction risk. This transfer pricing scrutiny has intensified for the group restructuring deals. Challenges for the stakeholders consist of complex multi-regulatory approvals. A single transaction may require the clearance from SEBI, CCI, RBI and sectoral regulators like TRAI or IRDAI for insurance. Balancing national security and investment liberalization consists of the India 6 attract to FDI but must balance scrutiny concern, security concern, balance scrutiny concerns in strategic sectors. Integration of ESG and sustainability regulations with SEBI mandating the business responsibility and sustainability reporting for top 1,000 listed companies, acquirers must evaluate the ESG performance as a part of their due diligence process. Judicial and enforcement delay, prolonged litigation over regulatory approvals or penalties increases uncertainty. Technological adoption by regulators and firms. While regulators are adopting the technology and AI tools for faster review and filing, companies need to align with the digital compliance framework, which often requires the new investment governance infrastructure. Future outlook consists of the greater digitalization regulatory oversight, harmonization of regulatory framework, evolving the definition of the control and minority right, then stronger scrutiny for the tech merger and application, green finance and ESG linked merger and acquisition, regulatory frameworks will likely encourage the green mergers and by providing the tax incentive for the companies acquiring ESG compliant targets, carbon disclosures and climate risk assessment may become a due diligence requirement. Cross-border synergies and the global alignment consist of India's OECD, that is expected to align OECD global minimum tax, BEPS 2.0 norms, impacting the cross-border merger and acquisition tax scrutiny. Bilateral investment treaties, BITs, will increasingly influence the dispute resolution in foreign acquisition. Startup and unicorn acquisition consist of rise of India's digital economy. Regulations will focus on balancing innovations and antitrust concerns in startup buyouts. Deal value thresholds and the killer acquisition scrutiny will remain a focal point. With this, we complete our discussion on what are the recent changes happened in the market during the period from 2021 to 2025 for the merger and acquisition segments. Thank you very much.